What's going on? What's going on? Hey, so listen, it's a lot going on. It is a lot going on. First thing I want to do, I want to start this off with a prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you on this day. Father God, I want you to know that I'm going to keep praying. I'm going to keep serving you as my Lord and Savior. No one, no free person will ever stop that. Father God, I thank you today for allowing me to continue to be the man I need to be. Father God, whatever barriers set forth in my life, I thank you for. Whatever situations, Father God, you allow me to be in and take me out of, I thank you for it. Father God, of whatever people you allow me to meet along the way, I thank you for it. Father God, I am blessed to be here in the number, serving and still worshiping you in the name of Jesus. See, Father God, some people can try to break you. Father God, they can try to snake you. But Father God, one thing that I know, and you said in your word, that your word will not come back void. Whatever that they have set up for you to fail, they better expect to fail. Keeping silence, doing deceitful things, doing snakeful things will not get you nowhere. Yes, Father God, they may laugh and shine and giggle and talk right now, but it ain't over till you say it's over. So you can sit here and fight against God all you want, but we know that you are of the devil. And you are Satan's children. Without a doubt, in plain view, you are serving the devil. This message here will resonate with someone. You don't have to call, you don't have to reach out. But one thing I can say is that you have a lying tongue. And you have the heart of a serpent. And your eyes are seen with fatness. You got jealousy and envy and all in your entire heart. And you definitely can guide and lead the weak-minded. Definitely. But see, the thing is that your days are numbered. You better enjoy it while you can. Because there's going to be a lot of room for you as well, for y'all as well. Touch not my anointing and do my prophet no harm. I've always asked God to have mercy on your soul and y'all's soul. But today is going to be a day of reckoning. You have your work cut out. You have your work cut out. So I advise you to get ready and be ready because a storm is about to come. But people don't do evil for evil. God says vengeance is his, and I believe it. You may not be around when it happened, but it's gonna happen. So I thank you, Father God, for allowing me to say that prayer and to get that out. I thank you on this day in Jesus' name. Amen. So the thing that I want to tell you all is stop plotting wicked schemes. You're going to have people that's going to be completely jealous of you. They ain't going to tell you. You're going to have people that's emotional. You're going to have people that's sensitive. And you're going to have people that try to find fault in you. And they're going to try to find one thing wrong and they're going to ride with it. And they're going to get the weak and simple-minded people to follow them. Some of them will never call you. Some of them will even lie in your face and tell you one thing and do a whole nother. Sometimes I even like to drop names on the people that I experienced in the past, and I just may do that. Because dropping the name ain't nothing to me. But Proverbs 6 and 16 through 19 tells us that there are six things that the Lord hates. Six things that the Lord hates. Seven that are an abomination to him. It's a haughty yes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that make haste to run to evil, a false witness who breathes out lies, and one who sows discords amongst brothers. Those are the things that the Lord hates. And those are the things that I have seen and experienced in life. Psalms 21:11 says, though they plan evil against you, though they devise mischief, they will not succeed. See, you may be removed from a certain situation in life, a job, your career, whatever, but understand that God removed you because what's about to happen is not meant for you. It's meant for them. See, you can inherit what the earth gives you. Because Jesus said, whatever you inherit on the earth, it accumulates rust anyway. But what's in heaven is greater. So you people out here snaking folks for positions and promotions, and then you talk to other people to try to get it after a person left, go right ahead and shoot for the stars. Watch how far you think you may get. It won't be as far as you think it will, according to God's word and according to scripture. It says right here in Micah 2 and 1, it says, woe to those who devise wickedness and work evil on their beds. When the morning dawns, they perform it because it is in the power of their hand. Woe to y'all. Woe. You know why? Because what's about to happen, you're going to wish you never done it. See, I can go on and on. I don't get into detail with stuff. And I ain't going to even be speaking on that stuff too long. I just felt like this message resonates with someone. And I know it resonates with me as well. Because I experienced it and seen it. But what I'm trying to let you know, anybody that's plotting evil against you, just because you removed from a place or you're not around the place, that doesn't mean that you lost. What's about to happen, God don't want you around when it happens. They're going to be exposed. That's why you're removed. So take this message with you today. And know, just because a person plot for evil, don't mean that they succeed. God is the author and the finisher and the creator of all things. And I'm going to touch more on this subject as it go. But I want to drop in today to tell you that God loves you and God has your back the same way God has mine. And I ain't worried about a thing. Blessings, man. Blessings. God loves you. Big Aunt loves you. Heavenly Father, thank you right now on this day. Thank you, Father God, for allowing me to be here. Thank you, Father God, for allowing me to deliver this sweet, swift, and quick message. To acknowledge you, Father God, and know that you are real and you exist. And I thank you, Father God, for the time that you allowed me to do and praise and honor and worship your name in the process of all of that. In Jesus' name, Father God, I want to say thank you, and I pray and amen, amen, amen. So listen, go out in this world and don't worry about what people say or what people do. You get yourself right. Get yourself right. Because whatever someone done to you, trust me when I tell you, is coming back around to them again. Especially when you have done no harm. It's coming back around to them again. All right? So hold your head up and be that man or woman that God has called you to be. Get your life on track and start doing the right things. God will bless you. Till the next time, God loves you. Big Aunt loves you. Peace. And one more thing too, subscribe to my YouTube channel. Click on the video and hit the subscribe button and subscribe to my YouTube channel. Peace.